Hello there, John here. I just wanted to pop in and give you guys a heads up about this episode. I'm about to show you episode 2 of Absolution Road, the Father Ozel side story that stars some of our favorite Patreon subscribers. Now, somehow, one of those Patreon subscribers has lost their entire audio track for this episode, and instead of scrapping the whole thing or skipping over it, I decided to try and get a little creative. So I went and found a sound on Sirenscape, and I've replaced our good buddy Falcon Wolf's whole audio track with bits of manly men grumbling, and I don't know, maybe it's more funny than it is annoying. You be the judge. So, without further ado, here is episode 2 of Absolution Road, The Boys.
GM smiles, it's already too late.
Welcome back, everybody. How the hell are we doing today?
I've had entirely too much coffee, but other than that, I'm good.
I am well in fiending for this.
There's no good in between for caffeine for me. I'm either like jittery and anxious, or I forget to drink it all together and I have a headache all day. great thing we invented.
Oh yeah.
It's marvelous, let me tell you.
My caffeine tolerance is so high I have to pregame it by literally hours. I have to have an energy drink a solid 2 hours before I actually need it or it's meaningless.
And I have to have it like 8 hours at least before I'm sleeping, or like it's just not gonna happen.
Yeah.
I can have 3 monsters back to back and pass out in minutes.
That's the dream.
Every once in a while I'll get a Red Bull if I'm wanting one, but I'm even instead of coffee, I've been drinking these yerba mates.
Those are pretty good. A little weird, a little funky, but they're good.
Good, clean energy.
Man, I live on the yerba mate. That shit's good.
It is.
I don't think I've ever tried it.
There's one called Alani New, N-U. Alani was an exercise supplement company for a while, and then they went into energy drinks, and they've been kind of crushing it. They use green tea extract instead of your typical chemical redux.
Ooh.
I've never gotten jitters from them. I've never had sugar crashes. It's like 10-15 calories for a whole can of 200 milligram equivalent.
It sounds a little bit like matcha. Have you ever had that?
Oh yeah, I have a bag of culinary grade matcha in my cabinet right now because food, dude.
That'll do it too. I like matcha when I can get it. Like, it doesn't make me jittery, it just makes me very, like, focused.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Oh, wow. That's not good for you.
Yeah, rip your liver.
Oof.
Oh, dear gods.
It's impossible to know if the two are connected. Yeah. Science just doesn't know.
Causation, correlation, urination, it's all piss in the wind.
Hopefully science someday can get there.
Speaking of pissing in the wind, some of us might be doing that right now with all of the orcs around us.
Yeah.
Masterful transition, sir.
You are surrounded. Our second session of the D2TN play pool, which I believe Surratt and I are calling Absolution Road.
I'm about it.
Pretty dope title.
Last session, you all met Father Ozel. Our new friend Thorn rescued him from being captured by orcs, and you made way to a little farmstead not too far from there. We met Waylon Geronimo.
Yes.
You held up for the night, and then furthermore, in the morning, you met Nador Giller as he ran into the farmstead, warning of an impending orc raid. And after fighting across the farm and the rooftops, we now find ourselves still deep in the middle of that battle, surrounded by orcs. Why don't we go to the map of Fava's farm? Fava's children have gone and hid in the stables. Fava himself is in his farmhouse being accosted by several orcs. And we're right at the top of round 5. And it looks like we have Nader Giller coming first. Good fun.
So, as a point of reference, because it's been some time, that orangish-yellowish circle is an ongoing spell effect from Father Ozel.
Raging Rubble.
If that influences who you choose to attack, just for your sake, choosing your target.
All right.
Totally wasn't hoping you'd get me out of flank.
He's prone, and he's distracted. He's not definitely not your biggest threat.
He continues to stand in defiance of you, too. You took out his wolf, and he got back up.
A 19 is gonna hit. How much damage? 16. Very nice. Wow, you have a plus 8 to damage.
Fighters be cray.
Ooh, doggy.
You're a hit smith.
A hit smith. All right. Well, you lay a massive blow on this orcish fiend, and he's still standing, although very wounded. Anything else from Nader? Alright. And up next, we've got Thorn.
I'm creating a really quick buff for fighting defensively because I am still flanked. And I currently have to my north, my northeast, my southeast, and my southwest. I'm in the midst of some pretty angry boys.
Oh, you're in an orc nest, bro.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, you know what? That's fair. I was going more for the Warhammer sake of boys.
Oh, yeah.
Weird boy, strange boy, Daka boy. But let's go ahead and throw on that fighting defensively, and I'm going to take a swing to my southwest at the one that Nader just took care of, and see if my additional slashy slashy can't do anything about it. However, I'm guessing with a 9, I'm not going to be hitting. And even without the penalty, I doubt that would have.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's gonna miss.
He swings it past it, goes a good 6 inches in front of his face. He's just darting around, clearly not used to being surrounded, mumbling likely obscenities to himself. And that'd be my turn.
Alright. Then Waylon Geronimo is up next.
Waylon is over here by the farmhouse, where a number of orcs are moving around on the roof and inside the house and accosting poor Fava here. So I am going after an orc inside the house here, and Waylon will use Rapid Shot, which will allow him to fire twice at a -2 penalty. And those are going to give us a 20 and a 14 to hit.
All right, both at the same target?
Yes, this guy there.
And yeah, those are both going to hit.
Nice. So those are going to do 10 damage and 12 damage, respectively. And Waylon is just kind of like looking into the house through a window and just trying to like rapidly get these arrows off. I figure one hits the orc in the bicep, one kind of catches him under the ribs, but he's not going down, and Waylon doesn't necessarily know why.
Actually, you could describe that kill if you like.
Oh, nice. Okay, so cancel what I said then. The one that catches him under the ribs gets in right at an angle to kind of be going upwards and is going to pierce several vital organs. The orc will kind of fall down to its knees and try to inhale deeply for a second and then just kind of collapses from there.
Excellent. You hear from inside the farmhouse, Fava says, "Great shot, kid! One in a million!"
That's not his voice.
And then we've got some orc boys up next. And I'm just sort of refreshing myself on distraction. They can only do a move action while distracting?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Essentially, yeah.
Distracted gives them the other condition, which limits them to the move.
Oh yeah, nauseated for one round, that's right. So, this was a warg rider, now wargless. He's gonna try and just escape this raging rubble, all these rocks lifting off the ground and attacking him and his boys. Can't stop calling them boys now.
Sorry.
I think he's just gonna take a 5-foot step back, and that'll be his turn. He doesn't really have much else going on. One of the orcs on the roof of the farmhouse here is going to move to the edge of the roof. Looking down, he pulls out a javelin off of his back and is going to throw it at Waylon here.
Oh, that's bad.
And let me open my patented Door to the North rolling tray.
I mean, patents are a relative term.
That's going to be a 17 to hit.
A 17 is not going to hit Waylon. I imagine he steps out of the way at the last second and it hits the ground next to him.
And with a disappointed wah, he frowns, and it is another orc's turn. There's so many. The one prone on the ground, covered in raging rubble, doesn't really have a lot of choice up other than to stand up.
Yeah, but he's going to take a shit ton of attacks if he stands up.
Yeah.
Because standing up provokes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
I learned things.
Unless you have an ability that says otherwise.
And he is already pretty badly wounded, but he is pissed off, and he's going to attempt to stand up. He's not the smartest orc.
Jeez.
Would you like to describe that kill?
Yeah.
Excellent. Then we've got this shaman boy to the west of Nader. He's going to take a 5-foot step back, and clutching his morning star, he starts chanting some words, some incantations, you might say. And Nader, could I have a will save, please?
Oh, yeah.
Boom. Fucking boom.
All right. You feel just the smallest bit of fear start creeping around the back of your mind, and you're able to easily shake it off. You ain't scared.
You ain't scared, no, Ghost Wolf.
It's a Warcraft joke, isn't it?
It works in a few genres, but yeah.
Very nice. No problem. Bad move on his part. He should have read your character sheet. All right. We've got an orc inside the house. Just saw his friend get taken out by this archer. He's going to move around this table here, and he's going to whip a javelin at Geronimo.
Does Geronimo get any sort of cover with the wall in the way here, or can the orc just basically throw it through the open window?
Yeah, I think that's the open doorway, but being around that corner, I would give you some partial cover.
I like that.
Like, plus 2 to AC.
Alright.
And it's gonna be a 12.
12 will not do.
It sticks into the wall, wobble, 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 wobbles there, and he gets a little angrier. Now we've got this big angry boy to the north of Thorn here.
He's the one that crit me.
Oh, yeah. He, wielding a massive great axe, is going to bring it down on Thorn.
Oh, he isn't the one that crit me. I got crit by a falchion.
Yeah, it's a good thing, because the great axe crits at times 3.
We call those player killers.
That's gonna be a 23 to hit.
Friggin' frig, that is exactly my AC with fighting defensively.
Nailed it.
On the dot.
And, okay. That's a nice fat damage die. Let's go. It's gonna be 15 damage.
That is more than half of what I had left.
Ouchie. Thorn is bloodied.
That he is.
Alright, we have another orc on the rooftop. He is going to... He's going to double move to get to the edge of the roof where he sees Geronimo there. And he's not able to do anything else this turn. We have another orc next to Thorn, who is no longer flanking, thanks to stupid shaman casting a stupid spell. And he's going to come at Thorn with a falchion. He's right there. Easy target. No offense. And it's going to be a 16.
Oh, thank God.
And then we've got Ozel Broadtusk.
Ozel Broadtusk. Seeing what's going on around him, watching his... compatriots, dare I say friends, drop a bunch of orcs around him. Everybody has moved out of his raging rubble. As a move action, I am going to move the raging rubble 10 feet. He is going to concentrate and move the swarm down to the south and over to get the orc that is currently attacking him as a move action.
You have an inquiry, though. You said it's as a move action you can move it up to 10 feet, right?
Yep.
Yeah, as a move action you can direct the rubble up to move up to 10 feet.
Oh, but you have to use your standard to concentrate on... No, you get two rounds after concentration. So if you stop concentrating on it, you could burn your standard action for a second move.
Oh, I could burn... Right. Yeah, that's... Essentially, that's what I was going to do. Oh,
gotcha. So you want to move it twice?
Oh, you want me to move it twice? Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
I don't particularly want you to, but you could.
Can you do that to move it as a move action? I could move the swarm twice? Because I can hang and bang here. I'm all right.
Yeah, sounds like that would work out.
All right.
If you stop concentrating.
Yeah, and I get two rounds, so I will move the swarm twice. So this is the round one at... So it my turn on round seven, it'll disappear. Father Oza, looking around, seeing those things, seeing Thorn take a bunch of big hits, will, as a move action and a standard action, move the swarm twice to the north to try to encompass those two orcs that are beaten away on Thorn.
All right. Couple fortitude saves. DC 12, it looks like. Alright, we got... Okay, that's a 22 and a 5.
Alright, well, whatever the 5 is distracted.
Yeah. And it's automatic D6.
Yep, and they both take, 4 damage.
Alright. Solid.
I'm also allowed to take a 5-foot step, right?
Yep.
And I will 5-foot step to the northeast to get away from that guy who is challenging me currently.
All right. And it is his turn next. And... I think... he's coming... You know, he's going to 5-foot step up and go after Thorn, who's been... Or not Thorn. He's like, again? Go after Nader here, who has just been cleaving his brothers.
I'm in danger.
Nice. Go banana. Here we go. He's coming down with his Falchione. That's the rot likes to say. That's a nat 20. It's to a 14 to confirm. So. Alright. But it does hit for a little bit of Falchione Damaggio. Alright. That's going to be plus 4. That's going to be 12 damage. Max, damn. Yes, sir. And then it is similar to, but legally distinct from Anthony Hopkins, Farmer Fava, who is going to a run out the back door of the farmhouse with a double move. He is kind of scared. He's got 2 hit points left. He is wounded and leaving a trail of blood through his clean farmhouse.
He certainly gets points for bravery.
Yeah, if only it was mechanical. And Nader Giller, up next, it's top of round 6. Oh dear. Yeah. That's gonna hit. Let me see how much constitution he has. And with 15 damage, that brings him to exactly his constitution negative. You can go ahead and describe another kill if you like.
All right. Thorn.
Thorn is very badly injured. Definitely a place that he's not familiar with. Oh, this is a bit of a nightmare, if I'm being honest. Well, 5 foot to the east, and continuing to fight defensively, will make a slash at the one that just nailed him with the great axe. Kind of a lot. Semantics. He lands a 22 to hit for 8 damage.
Yeah, that'll do. This guy is hurt, but he is still very angry and standing up.
And that's the extent of what I can do.
Right. Waylon.
Waylon is recognizing he's in a little bit of trouble here, as one orc could probably take him out, so 3 is going to be a problem. He is going to head south, basically just kind of like walking backwards as quick as he can without turning his back. And he's going to target this one up on top of the roof. And will call out to them and goes, "Why don't you come down and join us, green boy?" And he will let off a shot. That's going to be a 14 to hit.
Ooh, unfortunately, a 14 is going to hit.
Unfortunately.
for him.
Yeah. So that's going to sail right at him and like catch him right in the left shoulder. And that is going to do the maximum damage of 13.
All right.
And that'll be it for Waylon's turn.
He stutters for a second and like almost falls off the roof, but catches himself. And is looking pretty ferocious. We've got ex-warg rider down to the southeast of you guys. He's just gonna move up to Father Ozel and take a swing.
Come at me, boy.
He is wielding a battle axe and brings it down on you, possibly. That is a 16 to hit.
16 will hit my touch, but it will not hit me. It'll just glance off my shoulder.
Ching! All right.
Father Ozel's Shoulders of Defiance.
New name for the campaign.
Shoulders of Defiance. Yeah, which you are all entitled to do.
I've got some thoughts. They've been stewing.
Yeah, have any of you made your magic items? Come on, boys. Come on. Submit those magic items.
Yeah.
I don't know nearly enough about the game to create magic items.
John could help you. Just come up with a funny idea. I'm sure they'll come into play.
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Totally. Waylon's recent target on the roof... I think he's just going to throw another javelin at Waylon.
What's the range on those javelins?
Probably more than 50 feet.
Let's see. Looks like 30 feet.
So, minus 1 to that. Or what is it? Minus 2 to that? When you're outside your range increment?
Minus 2.
Yep, minus 2 for each increment.
Sick.
I got your back, boo.
That's going to be an 18 to hit.
18 is going to do it exactly.
Oh, boy. It's a natty 19.
You're rolling rocks.
All right. Not too bad. That's going to be 6 damage.
6 damage. Waylon tries not to call out, but as he gets hit, just kind of like... like, not good. Not happy about this. He did get hit twice. He could do the Ace Ventura.
I don't think I can count on one hand the number of times we've referenced that in the campaign.
Oh, several. This exact bit. This has got to be like 4 or maybe 5.
Up next, we've got Doorway Orc.
Excuse me, Doorway Boy.
Yeah, Door Boy, who has a clear path to charge Waylon. And he's going to do so, charging Warg with his falchion.
Was that door open?
Here comes the pain.
Or closed?
Yes.
Definitely open.
Yes is not an answer to open or closed. Yes.
That's a 24 to hit.
That'll do it.
4. Ooh, 8 damage. Not too shabby. Then we've got this big berserky boy standing next to Thorn. He is going to, with great rage in his heart, 5 foot step out of the rubble, not even a little bit distracted. And he's going to come at Nador with his mighty great axe. Axe to axe, axe to axe. It's going to be a 28 to hit. All right. 19 damage. Putting some hurt on Nador. I do not doubt that. And we've got another rooftop orc is going to climb down. This orc is going to come around this wagon with a double move, coming up behind Waylon, who has now got an orc on either side of him. Waylon, you see him coming up behind you.
Seems bad, man.
We've got distracted boy over here is going to just move out of this rubble. All these rocks are pelting him in the face, and he is trying to swat at them, and they're hitting him in the eye. Yeah, he's just going to do a 5 foot step out of it. And that'll be his turn, since he is nauseated. These rocks are making him sick.
I'm sick of these rocks.
And then Ozel, broad tusks. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Okay, Ozel Broad Tusks, seeing the battlefield open up a little bit, seeing how much Mr. Thorn, the one who had saved him, is taking massive amounts of damage, I am going to 5 foot step away from the orcs that are in front of me to the south to be next to Thorn. I am going to use the move action to move the rubble back onto Big Scary Boy.
Alright.
And then
get fortitude save.
Yeah, he gets fortitude save. What does he got?
16.
Okay, that passes. He still takes the D6 damage, which is, okay, 3 damage there, not too bad. And then I'm going to spontaneously cast a heal at level 2 spell for 2d8 plus 3 to Thorn.
I was hoping you were gonna spontaneously combust.
Ah, yes. Oh, campaign over, boys.
Your casting level's higher than 3, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're right. I'm just going off the standard. It is 2d8 plus 5. This should give you a nice heal. That's not too fucking bad, actually. That's 10 plus 5 is 15.
Ugh, I am over half.
Whew. Mr. Thorn! You cannot go down on me now. We must see our way out of this.
This is the time or the place.
Look at me thanking for asthma.
This is neither. Oh, I see what I said. Get your heads out of the proverbial gutter.
I know it's a farm. There's probably gutters around here somewhere.
Okay. This is going off the rails.
All right. All right. Good heal. Good turn. We've got a
5-foot step from this orc to the south Nador into flanking position. Gonna hit him with a four. He's going to attempt to hit him with his falchion. And fail with an 11. Oh wait, 13. Still fail. Resident Farmer, Farmer Fava, is going to continue running and hide behind some farming equipment in the back of his house, nursing his mortal wounds. And then we're at the top of round 7 with Nador. Yeah, that is gonna put him down.
There's one directly north of you in the stones with the great axe.
Alright. Thorn is up next. Freshly healed.
I can't flank it because of the rubble. I'm gonna delay.
Alright. Delay. Waylon.
Waylon's in a pretty bad way. He has a orc hit here in his grill. He is no good at melee situations, so he's gonna take the calculated risk. He is going to double move away from this thing, which I understand will provoke if you want to go ahead and take that swing.
You can
if
withdraw.
You take the withdraw action, your first square does not provoke.
Yeah, it's a full round action, and you move double your speed, and the first square you leave does not provoke.
Oh, sick. Let's do that. For lack of a better term, Waylon is running. Hey?
He bravely ran away.
Self-reservation activate.
40, 45, 50, 55, 60. Okay. And hopefully nice. That gives him a little bit of cover behind this tree here. And that is Waylon's turn.
Good move, buddy. Sometimes you gotta run away. I completely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. We've got Warglis Rider, who sees this half-breed healing up his enemies, and he's gonna 5-foot step and swing at you with his battle axe. Here go. 20 to hit.
Yeah, that'll do.
That's gonna be 7 damage.
7 damage, alright. Fuck yeah. Okay, that hurts.
I'm gonna act now.
Alright.
Ozil has some kind of weapon, right? Even if it is just a gauntlet on his hand?
No, I got a falchion.
All right, good enough for me. Move to flank. For better or worse, not fighting defensively. 24 to hit.
That'll do.
For with sneak attack, 13 damage.
Nice, bro.
Oh, yeah. That'll do. Not quite dead. Kicks in his ferocity, though.
Oh, boy.
Then we've got some orcs. Rooftop orc. He'll climb down, look for a target, and he's going to toss a javelin at Nador, who is in combat. Probably gonna miss. Yeah, natty 4. That ain't gonna do shit.
Dung!
We've got the orc that charged at Waylon is going to chase after him with a double move. And this guy, in his rage, is going to come down. Oh, you know what? I didn't even realize. He could do a full attack because he's got a bite.
Who can? After double
moving?
Down
on Nador. No. The berserker to the north of Nader.
Oh, sorry. There's a lot of arrows flying around.
That's a nat 20. I'm going to roll a confirm.
I'd say 25. Wait, 24.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right.
Oh, no. Holy moly. All right. Let me collect a few dice here. Yeah, but we need to roll to see if you are unconscious or dead. 3d12 plus 30.
Holy shit, you might kill him.
That's not what you want. Okay, he rolled not super high. Okay, that's gonna be 39 damage total. Oh.
What's your con?
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Nice.
Holy shit. Oh man. This is the closest we've come to killing somebody on the podcast ever.
I think it might be.
John almost earned the Slayer of Patrons achievement.
Yeah.
You wouldn't happen to have Die Hard, would you?
Oh, you do?
He's fine.
Sick.
He's fine. Are the rest of us? Probably not.
You could choose to stay up if you really wanted to, but you are kissing death's face. But you are stable if you go down.
Are you going to go down and stabilize or stay up? Oof. I would have almost felt bad. Well, since he does not have to do a full attack, he assumes you're going to bleed out and you're done for with that massive wound he just gave you. He is going to move out of this rubble, and I guess the next closest target would be Father Ozel. He pulls his great axe out of Nader's limp body and just looks at Ozel and starts moving towards him slowly with a vicious grin. And more orcs. Morks, you might say. We've got homeboy to the west of the well over there. I think he's going to go after Waylon as well. Good 60 feet, double move, and this guy up here is no longer distracted. You know what? He's gonna swing around and get into flanking with his berserky boy bro and hit Ozel. That's an 11. Oh wait, a 13.
Still gonna miss. Thank God.
Right, and it's your turn.
Holy shit. This is all bad. At the end of my turn, my raging rubble goes away, which is fine. I don't really know what to do. Nador is fucking down. He just watched our big guy go down. There is still a multitude of orcs running around. We are going to need a miracle to pull this one off. I might withdraw for now.
Okay.
And this is bad. I don't think there's a good way to do it.
Now, the square you're leaving will not provoke, but the next one will.
You're right. Both of them will. All of them will. Oof. Man, John, you really made sure that we were gonna die here, didn't you? That's super cool, dude. Really, really cool.
The conclusion of the Father Ozel saga.
Is it they all just get killed on this farm? Wow.
You had to put a cap on that.
Really good storytelling, buddy.
You got this.
I don't think we do. Well, maybe we do.
If it weren't for ferocity, we might.
If it weren't for ferocity, we might. It's true. No, I would still take the... Yeah, but the battle axe guy would put me under. Probably for sure if he hit me. If I go that way...
This way is also only one.
If I go that way, I would take one. I'd double my movement speed. But then they're just going to move up and fucking hit us again. Oof. Are these fences? Like, the cows have fences in between them, right? That's what that looks like?
Yeah.
Like barbed wire fences. It's not like you can just move through them.
Yeah, I'd say it's like one square of difficult terrain.
Yeah, okay, so he's going to withdraw. He's going to go to the northeast. He's going to leave that square for free, and then leave that one. So you can give me attack there, to the northeast, from the one guy who isn't the giant battle axe fucker.
That's a 7.
Okay, great. And then he's going to continue the rest of his 40-foot movement and end up pretty much behind Thorn at 40 feet, right there.
All right.
About 10 feet away from Thorn. Hopefully that was a good idea. I did not want to just leave and abandon the party. We're doing pretty good. It's just that there's a lot of these littler orcs and that one big fuck you guy. Nondescript Anthony Hopkins, yet somewhat kind of looking Anthony Hopkins guy is not being super helpful. I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's his turn. Maybe he talks himself into getting back into the fight after hiding for a couple rounds.
You got a crossbow hiding somewhere?
And he's going to pop around the house here with a double move. You can only run in a straight line, huh?
I don't think that's true.
I think it is.
No, that's not the way we did it in the underneath the prison.
Yeah, I think we did it wrong, though.
It does say in a straight line.
Yeah. But that's his turn. Yeah. Top of the round, we've got unconscious Nador. Thank goodness. You do not keep losing hit points. You're not bleeding out. You just remain unconscious and wait for Ozel to heal you. And Waylon Geronimo is next.
I don't know if it's the best strategic move, but I feel like this character would continue to full withdraw. There isn't a rule against like doing that 2 turns in a row or anything, is there?
Nope.
He is going to continue to run, and maybe will yell over his shoulder, "Come on, Mr. Clean, let's go fly a kite!" as he continues to kite them around. And that will be his turn.
And then we've got Warglis Rider attacking with his battle axe at Thorn. Natural 1.
Oh, thank God. I cringed when you said natural. Like, my arm went...
And that's going to be a 10 to confirm.
That does not beat my AC.
All right.
Confirm!
So he's going to swing sideways at you so hard... You duck out of the way, and he spins right around, driving it into his brand, dealing 8 damage. And then it's Thorn's turn next.
Okay. There's a large number of baddies. The one in front of me is pretty hurt. He kind of looks him over, sees that miss. He's like, "Nothing ventured, nothing gained." And we'll go ahead and take a swing at him. Now that there's far more that are going to be piling in, he's going to go back to fighting defensively. They don't seem to be too hard to hit if you can at least roll decent. but a 9 is not decent.
Ooh, unfortunate.
We'll go ahead and 5 foot back towards Ozil and draw a vial with his left hand out of the bandolier in front of him. Ozil, put some distance. See if you can't... What was it? He shouted, kite them?
Nice.
And in his hand, he has a potion.
Excellent. We've got an orky boy up by the farmhouse. He sees Farmer Fava come around the corner, and he's going to start charging after him with a double move. Then we've got one of the ones that was going after Waylon. He's going to move up 30 feet and throw a javelin at him. That is a 13. Oh, you miss.
Not gonna do.
Then big berserky boy is going to come right around his stupid friends up to Thorn and attack with his patron slayer. And that is gonna be a 15.
Oh, thank God, no.
We've got the other orc chasing after Waylon in tandem. That's the same thing. That's an 18 with the javelin.
18 hits.
Oof. That's going to be 8 damage.
8?
This orc behind the berserky boy is going to hop over this chicken coop fence and take a swing at Thorn as well. That's going to be a 13.
That will not.
Ozil is up next.
Okay. I'm thinking about this one a little bit. Ozil, you're going to try to kite. I mean, well, whatever that means. He's going to move 25 feet. I think that I did it right. If I can move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Yeah, okay, so that's 25 feet there. It looked like there. Hold on. Let me bust out this ruler one more time.
I always wanted to be at, like, a game in person and, like, pull out a protractor for shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if I move one more square, which makes it 25, I can selectively channel and get everybody, Thorn, I can get Waylon, and myself with a channel. I can selectively not channel for the one orky boy that isn't there. It won't hit the other one, and it won't hit anybody else, but it will hit my two allies and myself, which would be great,
for
3d6 healing.
All right.
Don't forget the cows.
Cows.
Everyone forgets the cows.
Cows are full health. They don't need to worry about it. I think this is the best use of my time. Here we go. Channel 3d6 is pretty fucking good. All right, that's 9, 11 healing for everybody.
Hell yeah.
Big fan. Would recommend.
Clutch channel from Ozil. And, wouldn't you know it, Farmer Fava whips out a crossbow. Already loaded.
It's very dangerous.
Probably learned that from Ozil.
It's technically illegal in most states of Vuslav.
And, well, that's gonna be a 20, a dirty one. But it is gonna hit Orc Boy over here. Alright. 8 damage is going to bring this orc down. Puts it right between his eyes as he's running at him. He's shaking as he holds the crossbow, but nails him.
It's only gotta work once.
Yeah. And the camera pans past Nador, who is just mangled on the ground. Yeah.
What's going through your head?
Any thoughts in your unconsciousness?
Eh, sleep, sleep.
Yeah. All right. Waylon Geronimo is up next.
Waylon will take... You can 5 foot step and take a full round action, right? I'm not imagining that.
Correct.
Okay, cool. So he catches one of these javelins in his back, but the channeling kind of saves him and changes his plan around a little. He's going to turn around and he is going to rapid shot this... Of the two orcs running at him, this orc here to the south. That is going to be a 24 to hit.
That'll do.
And he will do 8 points of damage with that one. And he will go to do the second part of the rapid shot.
Now, that will kill him. So if you'd like to change your target for your second shot...
You know, I might as well.
Yeah, boy. Let's do it.
That'll be a 22 to hit the other one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Look at that.
And that'll do 10 points of damage to the other orc.
Excellent. He is in his ferocity. -4.
See, I don't know how ferocity works, and I figured my character wouldn't know either, so I just never bothered to learn it.
So basically...
No, character doesn't know.
Oh, yeah, method acting.
And scene.
Yeah.
Acting.
All right. Warglist Rider is going to hop around. You know what? He's not the smartest guy. He's going to try and get flanking, but just running right past Thorn, provoking.
All right. I'd be foolish not to take the attack.
Be really funny if you didn't, though.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh, howdy, neighbor.
Oh, man.
That's a natural 19, which is a threat on a Kukri for a total of 24, even while fighting defensively. Followed by a natural 20 to confirm for 25. A total of 18 points of damage. Too bad I couldn't get sneak attack.
Would you like to describe that kill?
He goes running by, and Thorn's already posed in a defensive stance, ready to duck out of the way if he strikes. The orc leaves himself open. He just drops slightly with a kukri, catches him right in the Achilles tendon, and drops him to the ground.
Sick.
Nice.
Void glass slicing through muscle and tendon.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
That guy is no more. He has ceased to be.
It's about time I got a crit with a kukri.
And it is your turn, Thorn.
Thorn watches that one go down, sees that Ozil and Geronimo have some distance, looks to the other two, and a grin starts to cross his face. As he 5 foots back, drinks the potion in his hand and vanishes from sight.
Ooh.
Potion of invisibility being removed from my character sheet.
Sick.
Nice. And we've got Berserky Boy, who's just looking around like, where the hell did he go? And he's gonna 5 foot step up and try to swing in the square that he last saw you at.
Well, that's where he was standing.
Alright.
Yep.
Shit you not. Another nat 20.
Are you?
It's a nat 2 to confirm.
Okay.
Now, but... 50% miss chance. Alright, so 51 and higher, he hits. That's a 2.
Ah! Woo! Thank God.
So he's just swinging at nothing, looking around confused.
Well, it betrays his position, but Ozu will hear a thank for Esma indeed.
Yeah. And this orc to the south that just took an arrow to the face.
Imagine Waylon just has his arms out at the orc in the come at me bro style.
Come at me bro.
Leaving trails of blood behind him, starts moving towards Waylon. And does not quite get to him. This next orc just saw you disappear, and then saw his friend swing and miss. Doesn't think there's anything there. He bleeding out, moves around up to Ozil, waving his falchion around.
Come at me, bro.
Is unable to attack this turn, and it's your turn, Ozil.
All right, Ozil. Man, I wish there was something I could fucking do. You know what? He's waving his falchion around. I'm waving my falchion around. We're measuring falchions. I'm going to take a swing. It's a good plan, right? Fuck you. Here it is. Yeah. Masterwork falchion plus 6. I don't know. That's a 17 to hit.
That'll do.
Oh, shit. Nice. 2d4. I only have one. No, there's 2d4 right there. Fuck yeah. 2d4. All right, that's 5 plus 1 is 6 damage.
Would you like to describe that kill?
Oh, do I? Fuck yeah. He moves up, threatening me. He's more worried about the people that aren't orcs around here. He's just like, oh my god, what is going on? And he takes a quick slice at his knees and just cuts both of his knees down. The guy falls back.
Excellent.
That orc was Wario.
All right. Farmer Fava moves up, reloads his crossbow, and Waylon is up next.
Waylon is going to target the orc closest that's been stumbling towards him and rapid shot again. He also has point blank shot though, so this will be at a minus 1 instead of a minus 2. So that's a 19 to hit for 11 piercing damage.
That's a kill.
So you mentioned he had an arrow already sticking out of his face. I imagine Waylon does the Disney animated Robin Hood style shot that just fires another arrow directly into that previous arrow and splits it and maybe goes further into his brain that causes him to drop.
Hell yeah.
Now, we said earlier you can take a 5-foot step and then do a full round action. Can you do a full round action then do a 5-foot step?
You can do it in the middle of two attacks.
Yeah.
Sick. I don't think I'm going to have a direct line of shot on anyone if I 5-foot step, unfortunately. Unless, like, from here, like, I don't think that...
Yeah, that would be good.
Oh, sick. Then he is going to go ahead and do that as he takes his 5-foot step back and kind of grunts to Father Ozil, going to say, "We got him right where we want him," and takes a shot at the big orc.
Nice, bro.
That is going to be a natural 20.
Ooh.
With an 18 to confirm.
Dude, clutch.
An 18 is going to confirm.
Holy
all right,
shit,
so that
dude.
Is going to be 34 points of damage.
Fucking
with this.
Fuck, nice, dude. That could not have happened at a better time.
Seriously.
It really could not have.
Yeah, you could describe that kill as well. He definitely does not have 36 constitution.
Damn, dude.
Waylon's second shot kind of soars through the air and catches the orc right below his Adam's apple. So he is going to gurgle and struggle to breathe a bit, but kind of like falls to all fours and eventually drops.
That was clutch.
Yeah.
Friggin' metal.
And with that, we're out of combat.
I think that Ozil, seeing that, yeah, just that arrow sail over him, looks over his shoulder and he's like, "That was the most amazing shot I've ever seen. I've known a few archers, but that was incredible. Let's go check on our companion." Ozil will definitely run over towards Nador and check on him.
It's not good.
He'll burn a spell to do 2d8 plus 5. I got two more spells left. 2d8 plus 5. Ooh, that's not bad. Is 7 plus 5 is 13. What does that do for you?
He twitches.
Waylon's going to see this and is going to walk up and goes, please, please, Father Ozel, you should allow the professionals to do the medical work here. So the actual mechanic behind it is he's pulling out a wand and he's casting Cure Light Wounds, but he's very, like, guarded with it. Like, he doesn't really let you see what he's doing as he has it, like, up his sleeve, kind of, and just kind of, like, lays his hand to cast Cure Light. Just, it's like, problem, I don't really know how to cast Cure Light.
So it's just a D8 plus one.
Oh, sick.
Father Ozel will give you the excuse me look. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. Two healing. How about that?
The professionals.
Oh, and that brings him back to consciousness with one hit point.
You see, Father, we did. Don't worry. And he's going to kind of help him up. Give him a hand to come up. Has anybody seen Thorn?
He disappeared on his own volition.
I don't know. I don't see his corpse.
Moments later, he'll just shake his arms off and the invisibility will cascade away, revealing him. Well, I thought I'd get a little more use out of it, but it certainly did the trick.
Waylon is startled and fires an arrow at him.
Oh, God. Drops to the ground prone, bonus to AC versus ranged.
Where's the farmer?
Yeah, you see Farmer Favo running across the farmstead towards the stables where his children were hiding.
Waylon will maybe go to follow.
Yeah, you see them in there hugging.
Oh, dear Lord, you're okay. I don't know what I would have done if it weren't for you lot being here. My man, you look like you need some medical attention.
Oh yes, he's wounded very bad. Seen a lot of those type of wounds when I was serving aboard a naval vessel. He'll need some convalescence for sure.
Sorry, I don't drink. I don't have any around here.
He looks confused. He like clearly doesn't know what that word means.
Sorry, a very advanced medical term from my military service. I forget not all the lay people always understand. He needs to lay down.
The blessing of our goddess Farazim can heal us all. If you wouldn't mind me leading a prayer.
If you say so.
Please do.
Oh, Farazma, please bless us. Go ahead. It's not needed. Farazma will bless the standing as well as the kneeling. Farazma, please absolve us of our sins and help us with our lively force. Okay, that'll channel for everybody within 30 feet. Excluding the dead orc over there. That'll be 9, 10 right there for everyone. And I'll do another one real quick. Oh, there we go. That's another 11.
You don't have to worry about bringing those orcs back. So once they go down for good.
Oh, well.
We're going to mark them absent forever.
Well, that was 21. Where is everybody at?
I'm full.
Waylon's full.
Ah, you blood sponge.
Okay, I still have one more spell. If you got something, you know, after everybody looks pretty good, I'm full as well. Say something to me. Farazma blesses you in our task. She has graced me with the power to help you. And he reaches out and his hands turn blue like you're supposed to grasp them.
Blue is the color of grasping.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And here's another. Oh, nice. That's good. That's 11 plus 5 for 16. Yeah, your wounds heal in a pale blue light. It is. I appreciate all your help.
Why do you think they attacked my poor farm here? I don't understand.
Ozil looks at Thorn.
They've been raiding the local lands for some time. That gentleman there was a recent captive of theirs.
Oh, my word.
I must admit, Father Fava, I'm very sorry for coming to your farm. I was a captive, just as everybody has pointed out. I did not figure they would follow me here. I'm on my way south. I must return. I have disgraced Pharasma in some way, but in the past couple weeks she has brought me back under her wing and into her favor. I am destined to do a task. I am sorry that I have brought in the ire of these orcs down on top of you. Is there any way I can make it up for our transgressions against your farm?
Ozil, it was, they didn't like having their ill-gotten gains ill-gotten away. Here. And Thorin will reach into his bag and he'll pull out the rest of the sizable sum of coins and give them to the farmer. You've earned them.
Oh dear. That will do nicely.
Waylon's eyes kind of light up seeing that much currency all in one spot.
Hey, back off, it's mine.
I didn't say anything.
If I may make a request with that, however, spend it with some of the local merchants and other farmers. Spread the wealth back. It was likely taken from all of you in the first place.
Of course.
And buy union if you can.
Yeah. Yes, yes, anything. Thank you so much. You truly saved my life.
Well, as much as I'd love to stick around and help you, Fava, I don't think those bloodstains will be coming out of your house. Father Ozil, if you are traveling here, it is clear the roads are going to be extremely dangerous. Given your service and your ability to help those around you, I will allow you to travel with me to make sure you are kept safe.
Well, that would be very generous of you. I couldn't ask for any more.
Thorn will nudge Waylon. You're a hell of a shot, by the way.
It might sound crazy, but what has really happened is I have been tasked by the Lady of Graves herself.
Raised eyebrows.
To travel and make amends for how I have disgraced her. This is not a mission that will grant you coin or grant you fame, but it will grant your soul recompense when you meet her, as every soul must pass among the spire. If you can help me, you will be rewarded in the afterlife.
Waylon is very unmoved and just kind of asks, So this spire you mentioned, is it, dangerous? Lots of chances for fighting?
It is not of this plane. You must understand that when your soul crosses over, we will all meet Pharasma.
Right, but along the way, lots of chances to make some great stories, right?
Oh yes, my friend. The dangers and the adventure are perilous.
Ah, you should have led with that. Count me in.
Thorin grabs a nearby bucket of water for the horses or whatnot and washes the blood off his face to match his now clean clothes. I've already agreed to go in that direction with you, but more than anything, now I'm not so confident traveling on my own for the moment.
I appreciate that, Giller.
Yes, Giller, Thorn, Father, the offer to travel along with me will extend to you two as well.
How generous. Javelins. Lots of javelins.
Yeah, lots of javelins. The Wargrider had a short bow.
By all means.
Yeah.
I might as well loot them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got 20 arrows on him.
Loot the looters.
Waylon will recover the ammunition that he can.
With Father Farva's permission, we'll gather the bodies and set fire to them. Maybe that's the easiest way. I saw it done in a movie once.
Yeah, that seems like a smart move.
Oof, that's going to smell terrible.
That's the point.
Yeah, we'll do it in one of his currently unplanted fields so that the ashes can mix in.
Yeah, it's biochar.
Biochar. And with that, you all help clean up the farmstead. He was going to ask you to, but you gave him a bunch of money, so he shut his mouth. And you have agreed to travel with Father Ozel on his journey home. And I think that might be a good place to end it.
Okay. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Sounds pretty solid to me.
That was pretty good, guys.
I thought we were screwed, but those dice came in our favor in just the right time, and man, that arrow to punctuate it. Woo!
Totally. Whew. I thought we were fucked.
Don't ask me to do it twice.
I was like, God damn it, John. God damn it, John.
I was hoping you were going to spontaneously combust.